Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Here's McDavid. Out for Nugent Hopkins. Out of the point, Bouchard. Nugent Hopkins with it. Here's McDavid.
Special night last night for the Edmonton Oilers. Special day today here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. The Oilers trying to be the first Canadian team to bring the Cup back to Canada since 1993. And the Montreal Canadiens, when they won it back in 1993. And they're one game in and three games away from doing that after last year, of course, losing the first three, winning the next three, and then losing in Florida. Special day today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show because I am in our Odyssey Rochester Studios, beautiful building here on Commercial Street, 95.7 The Fan. It's where you can find Danger and Battaglia, the sports bar. And Gene Battaglia joins me in his own studio right now. So
I'm a guest in my own studio.
You are,
Sal, welcome, buddy.
Thanks for letting me crash.
It's always good to have you in town.
I love coming up here. I really do. It is not a hard drive. It's about a little over an hour, less than an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 15, hour and 20 from my house. And it's a great drive during training camp. When I have to come up in the morning and I just leave my house at like maybe 7 o'clock. It's a nice drive in the morning coming through Rochester. I love it. Easy drive, not a bad drive, just far enough to get away, just close enough you're still back home.
Yeah. And for us, when we go to a Sabres game or a Bills game, we get those major league treats right around the corner. So it works out well there. So, and we got a lot of golf. You're not golfing here today though.
No, I'm not golfing today. I have business today in Rochester. I will golf during training camp, though. That is the time I try to get out during training camp, and I'm sure I'll do a little bit more. It is, we've said this many, many years, and we all know it. Rochester just has some of the best courses, not only in the state, but in the country, in this little area. It's incredible.
It's got a great history,
yeah.
Led by Oak Hill, and you know, hopefully we get another major. Sounding pretty positive.
Yeah, what is the latest on that?
So your guy Brian Koziel has been on top of this. He had the head of the PGA on his show 2 weeks ago, and what he said was he was coming to our town here in June to review the clubhouse modifications, the improvements, and tells me, okay. Like, you're saying nice things about Rochester, you're coming out here, tells me we're on the verge of actually getting this back. It's been a pattern, Sal, where 2003 it came, 2013, 2023, the next one that's open is 2033. So even though, like, the PGA of the four majors probably checking in number four, I think we would sign up for that in a second to get another PGA championship.
Any chance for a U.S. Open, you think?
Not so much. I think you really have to, there's great competition for there. So
sure.
I think if that's going to be the case, you'd have to kind of push it out even further. So
Hard Knocks is coming to training camp this year.
Yeah.
They're going to be here in Rochester. Let's talk about off the field. What would be cool for Hard Knocks to highlight and be around and do here in Rochester if they wanted to? You've watched Hard Knocks at HBO. They follow these guys outside the dorms or their families, their lives, and we don't know what they're going to show. What do you think they should try to highlight and show out here?
Yeah, I'd be fascinated because where do these guys actually go? And whenever they go into a restaurant, you hear about it or wherever. But gosh, where we're located right now, Sal, we actually have a waterfall that goes down the middle of right in downtown. It's the way they laid it out, not great, but it's there and the brewery is there. I don't think they would do that, but that would be something that would be cool. Pittsford, I would think, would be the place, right on the Erie Canal, right in the village with all the shopping there, going over to the dairy that gets all that pub. I mean, there are some spots there. And certainly, to bring it back to golf, I'm just wondering if Oak Hill will be fine with the cameras going over there, because I'm guessing that maybe somebody from the organization might want to get over there in the afternoon.
Sure, and look, I think because Josh Allen does play golf and he's been in these pro-ams, and Brandon Bean's obviously a golfer. Brandon Bean's in the Canadian pro-am, I believe, going on today or yesterday. He's actually out there playing, yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't doubt if they actually have that as part of the show, like when the players get away. You have Liv Schreiber, his voice comes on, when the players get away, and you can see it. You can just hear. You can hear the golf without seeing it. You hear the golf ball hit, and then the camera pans, and there's Josh Allen or Brandon Bean watching and seeing the ball hit, right? I mean, I could see something like that happen for sure. And then, of course, it is on the field, right? And they're going to be focusing on these storylines. What is it for you when you get to training camp? I asked my listeners today, is there a position battle that maybe you're most interested in? Like, for you, is there something you're looking at and going, that's a spot that I'm going to be watching closely this year.
I am interested in the defensive backfield
because
Tre'Davious White is such a big personality and he's back. And what we're talking about on our show is this, like with Tre'Davious White, to draw to the Joe Flacco comments, draw an analogy. And I don't know if you caught that from a few weeks ago, but Joe Flacco said,
it's
a no-win situation when you're asked, do I want to be a mentor? Well, if you say yes, that doesn't mean, is it coming across that I don't want to compete? For Tre'Davious White, he wants to compete, but he's also a good enough guy that he's going to help Maxwell Harrison. And my early impression, you wouldn't know better than I, like Harrison seems like he's got a big personality too.
He does. Big meaning like he's fun and playful type of like Trey, a lot like that, right?
Yeah.
And there could be different kinds of big personalities, right? Like Stephon Diggs had a big personality in a different kind of way, maybe. But yeah, he's like that as well. And look, I agree with you. And I said the same thing on WGR the other day, referenced the Joe Flacco comments, which are, you have to be very comfortable in your own skin and what you've accomplished to be able to say, like, hey, look, I'm here for me, but I got to be here for this guy, too. We're all trying to win and accomplish this goal. And Vince Carter was at Bill's camp. He's now a minority owner, investor. He was at Bill's camp last week, OTAs. He talked about this. He said even later in his career, when he had been in the league for 15 to 20 years, he said even the guys like Charles Oakley, who was a veteran, he would lean on these guys and talk to them. And, you have to have that comfortable relationship. And I think Trey is kind of the perfect guy to do that. Then the question is, though, who wins the job? Tre'Davious White, Maxwell Harrison? Because I think that there's going to be a real interesting competition there.
Yeah, and if you go over to the safeties, I don't know who's going to be there with Taylor Rapp. I'm assuming Rapp is going to be back as one of the starters, but is Colt Bishop ready to challenge DeMar Hamlin? And hey, for a national TV audience, hey, DeMar Hamlin, you know his story. Let's get to know him a little bit better. There's going to be a DeMar.
No doubt, right?
Yeah.
DeMar's got to be featured on Hard Knocks in some way, I would think, because of everything that he went through. His name resonates with so many people.
Yeah, and it would actually, if they can tie it in, last year they were doing the CPR, right? There can be some really good things that can come out of that.
No doubt about it. Then you, of course, have the defensive end position. Michael Hoyt is suspended for 6 games. Joey Bosa is now out of training camp. I just had someone tweet me and say they think AJ Epenesa could be the odd man out. I'm not sure about that, but I could see a scenario. I mean, there's not enough room here. You have Landon Jackson, who you drafted, obviously. You still have Greg Rousseau. You still have Javon Solomon in his second year, who I think I was impressed with when he played last year. I was impressed with when I've seen him at camp. His legs are like tree trunks. He's a big athlete. That's an area where I think a lot of focus is going to be on.
Yeah, and for where we are, you know, during the mini camp portion, these guys can't hit. Like, it's,
right.
You know, so until we get to actual training camp, it's going to be, you know, it's hard to kind of filter out, okay, how do they all fit in? And certainly I think Joey Bosa is the one where, hey, you may have forgotten that Joey Bosa is actually a Buffalo Bill.
Right.
And I'm hoping, Sal, by the time we get to Fisher, he's going to be back out on the field and we can see some of the things that he could do here perhaps.
What do you make of the James Cook contract situation from your standpoint here? You know, and I know you're out here, you do cover the team, but interested from your perspective, a little bit more from the outside and the big picture type, how big of a deal is it and how messy can this get? How worried would you be about it?
Well, credit Brandon Bean here and his staff. This would set a precedent, right? You could say Jordan Poyer, but Jordan Poyer, at the end of the day, was practicing, and yep. You know, and they took care of that. Maybe that's how ultimately this works itself out. I have no problem with James Cook asking for the money. These guys put themselves through so much. He's under contract. So how big a distraction will it be? I guess we're going to learn a lot next week at minicamp, because will he be there? Will he answer questions? What is going to be the position? I'm not sure Brandon Bean is going to get out and talk to people next week about the James Cook storyline. But from a hard knock standpoint, if this is dragging
yes.
on, and Sal, like, it's Hard Knocks, when I think of some of the moments, it's the one year with the Jets and you had the Darrell Revis holdout and they're meeting halfway when they were training at Cortland. I'm hoping for the Bills' sake that we're not seeing this drag out into training camp and you're hearing phone conversations
yep.
and it gets kind of... James Cook, to me, it works because there's two perfect complementary pieces in that running back room. Like Ray Davis and Ty Johnson, they each have their role, and I don't want to upset that apple cart. So ideally, if he becomes like a free agent after this season, but you know what, go ball out. Is anybody going to be upset about that?
There are some fans, but I agree. I think the Bills' approach is, look, I mean, we're not paying. I know it sounds weird because Joe Shane got vilified for everything that happened on Hard Knocks last year, but his quote resonates, which is, you're not paying the quarterback $40 million a year to hand it off, right? And James Cook is a part of this machine and this cog and this wheel that you have Josh Allen as the quarterback. $15 million a year, only three running backs make that, Gene. And as much as I agree with you, hey, shoot for the stars if you're the guy, I absolutely respect the Bills' position that we cannot pay you that kind of money.
And I respect James Cook for asking for it. If the answer is no, all right, well, then go ball out and earn
yeah.
it. Go ball out and earn it. I think the happy compromise would be, and I heard Jeremy, yes, I listen to
there
you guys
go.
All the time. I heard Jeremy talking about it on a show this morning that, look, I mean, the Bills, it's a hostile move, in my opinion, the franchise tag. And that's why you don't see the Bills use this. And that would be fair to James. Like, look, we're not gonna do that to you. We want you here. We're going to make you an offer in 2026, but we're not going to use the tag. I mean, Brandon B could do that, but I don't see him doing that.
Yeah, and I agree. Players don't like it. You don't want to go down that road. Sometimes you use it to buy yourself time and say, look, we're going to tag you because we're going to work this out while you're under the tag. The problem with that is the minute you tag the guy, you count $13 million, in this case, maybe 13 to 14 next year, on the cap. You can't use it. You're tied up with that money, right? It's not like signing a guy like Benford to an extension now where you can plan out and say, how much do we want to put in the cap now, next year? This is, okay, if you're going to do it, you got to count all that money up front. And that's tough to do.
Yeah. Conversely, where James Cook, if he doesn't get the answer that he wants, if I was giving him advice, his agent advice, look, ball out. What does the holdout in the end really prove for you? You got to call us up. You know, guys, like, I think of the Le'Veon Bell when he came back, there was a soft tissue injury. Like, I don't want to see anything. Training camp is important for these guys. No, you don't need to run them in a preseason game, but you need to get the work in to make sure you're ready week one. So I'm hoping that it doesn't go down that path. And even like a hold in, I'm here, but I'm not practicing. No.
Yeah.
I would want you to be out there with the guys. Get the work in so that you're healthy and ready to go week one.
Gene Battaglia joining me here from his own studio here in our Rochester Odyssey Studios in Rochester, 95.7 The Fan. He is the host with Mike Danger from the Sports Bar here in Rochester. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Rochester sports relating to Buffalo sports. The Amerks, they have a nice little run, but they ultimately don't get to the final, losing to Laval. Devin Levi was a big story throughout the year, how well he played, but then not quite the same type of playoff. What did you make from his season overall?
Wow. I the regular season was just fine, and then in the win over Syracuse, lights out. And then there's 13 days off in between. So you hate to make excuses, but you can't say that's not a factor, especially when there's a five-game series on the back end and you lose game one at here and it's a wonky format anyways where you're playing two and then you got to play three up in Laval.
Yeah.
So the Laval series fell short for Devin Levi. Devin Levi at the American Hockey League level has nothing left to prove. Is he ready for the NHL? I can't answer that. But like, if he starts off in Rochester, we're just going to be like, okay, it's only a matter of time. You can't keep him here forever. So I put it out a few weeks ago, like, hey, enjoy him, Buffalo. Like, he's ready to go up. Now, whether he's going to be lights out for you guys, I don't know, because it's a little inconsistent. But there were other issues with the Amex. Laval was a good team. They just got swept.
On Levi, real quick, this is an interesting point you bring up, because when we have the discussion in Buffalo, it's, okay, I don't know if he can, like, he needs time to play. And if he comes to Buffalo, he's probably the backup, so you're not getting enough time to play. So send him back to Rochester so he can play. From your perspective, watch him in Rochester, you're like, but he's not, there's nothing left for him to do here, right? So it's a tough needle to thread, Gene. It really is.
Yeah, and maybe the answer is he starts out here like, okay, what are we doing? Go up to Buffalo. I think the Sabres caught a corner with UPL. They really did. I thought he should have been back here the 1 year for the playoffs. He had Malcolm Subban. The Amerks end up making it to the conference final. They lose to Hershey. But why wasn't UPL getting that experience back then? We were told, well, because he's earned the right as an NHL player. Well, I don't know. Like, they sent Yuri Kulik back. Mm-hmm. And Yuri Kulik, gosh, he's not an American League hockey player. He's like playing up with Tage Thompson. But you know what? That's better. And I commend Lindy Ruff for saying go to Rochester rather than playing this other tournament.
It's interesting. Do you have any other players for the Americans that you think could crack the Sabres lineup next year? Maybe independent of what the lineup actually looks like, but just from what you saw and how they played. You've watched a lot of AHL hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Who's stood out as, okay, that guy, he's better than here?
Isak Rosén is one of those five first-round picks.
Yep.
Now, he's somebody who is going to be in Buffalo, but when it comes to the September camp, keep an eye on him. He would be like the next guy up, but I can't tell you definitively this is going to be the guy that is going to make his way up. I'd say Konsta Hellenius was very impressive second half of the season as he started to figure things out, but he's still young, Sal. Like, let him at least get the 20.
Tell me about him. Tell our listeners about him. We didn't know much about him this year.
Well, he first round pick of Buffalo, yep. But you know, like when it came to like the physical play, getting into the corners, it's just a different ice size. And you're playing with grown men, so like the physicality. But he started sticking his nose in there and started figuring it out. And the one thing that Mike Leone, the head coach of the Amerks, always preaches to these guys, and it's something you kind of they're taught like at a basic level, but play away from the puck. You know, how is it? You know, what do you think the game through? Get back on defense. Do all those little things. So Hellenius is some guy that I don't think is ticketed for 2026, but somebody that I'm like, okay, at some point, that's a guy that's going to help the Buffalo Sabres.
Gene Battaglia joining us here from the sports bar Danger and Battaglia in Rochester. And then you have, outside of the Amerks, you have some interesting basketball players. Isaiah Stewart, and now, of course,
Thomas Bryant.
Thomas Bryant, thank you.
Thomas Bryant, yeah, breaking Thomas Bryant. My heart, Sal.
Why?
I love the Knicks.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Knicks fan.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That's a separate conversation we'll get to, but how cool is it to see Thomas Bryant back in the finals?
It's great. He's from Kearney. We have Jalen Pickett, who is now with Denver. And the cool thing about Jalen Pickett is just a neat story. St. John Fisher's basketball coach, Mike Rossidoni, we asked him, like, because he was his head coach at Aquinas. And so Mike leaves Aquinas. Jalen Pickett goes to Penn State. Now he's in the NBA, big part of that Denver Nuggets team. Like, hey, how often do you get to see Jalen? Well, Jalen gave me his NBA league pass code, so he watches him every night. Like, that's really cool that he has those Rochester roots all the way back, remembering his high school coach, so he can watch him. So the idea that our little metro has produced this NBA talent.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. So do I have a rooting interest in this? When you're going to have Lex on, be like, yeah, Thomas Bryant. Tell me more. I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah, for sure. Alexa Ross is going to join us. She was out here in Rochester and covered the Bills, and she's now at the CBS affiliate in Indianapolis covering the Pacers and all things Indiana, Indianapolis. All right, so you just told me you're a Knicks fan. I didn't realize that. I'm glad you said that because obviously the bombshell of Tom Thibodeau getting fired a couple of days ago, and we immediately in Buffalo had a lot of people say, wait a minute, this is very similar to Sean McDermott, yet he's still in his job. He took this team, created this culture, got this team back to where they needed to be, but hit a ceiling, and the Knicks said, okay, that's enough. We need somebody else, whereas the Bills haven't done that. Do you think that's a fair comparison?
No, not at all. It's two different from the standpoint that you didn't win a championship, but I guess that's the end. Let's push the Bills and McDermott aside. Who are this with the Knicks? Nobody has definitively said. You have Chris Russo who's saying it was Leon Rose. You have Mike Francesa who's saying it was Charles Dolan, or vice versa, actually. Nobody seems to know. If I had to theorize, you don't make that move without running it past the owner. So the idea that Thibodeau is out, what was it? Well, you don't make this move, Sal, unless you already have somebody lined up, right? Nobody was saying anything that he was in danger. That was shocking to me.
Basketball, in this regard, and I agree with you, I understand the parallels, but I don't think it's a fair comparison because it's a totally different sport. A lot of times the star players control what happens at that position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know behind the scenes what Jalen Brunson was saying or Kat was saying and what they feel about Tom Thibodeau, because if they feel we got to move on, generally in basketball, that's what happens. Doug Collins was Michael Jordan's first coach. Did not work because Michael Jordan didn't really want Doug Collins as his coach. Allen Iverson went through that with a couple of coaches over the years. This is what happens in the NBA.
Yeah, Jackson, coach of the Warriors, you're out. Kerr takes over. They win championships. So who is that next guy? Okay, is it the assistant in Cleveland? Patino says, no, I don't want it. I don't know, but nobody seems to know the story, which makes it really interesting. The fact that was this, I didn't get the sense, though, this was the players going to management. Maybe that would be the case. Now, if you're not familiar with Knicks basketball, Thibodeau plays his bench like none other. It's like,
Do you hear the line? Who was it? It's Kenny Smith. Oh, my God. Kenny Smith had the best line. He said, Tom Thibodeau would not play nine players in a baseball game. It was a great line. It was a great line.
And I don't think that's the reason why they lost the
Pacers. No, but it's so funny, right? It's so funny. What do you like? We wrap up here. We got to get Alexa Ross on in a little while. Who do you like in this series for the title, Pacers, Thunder?
I think the Thunder are just so good. They're going to say, hello, America. Here we are. So I think we look back 5-10 years from now. Right now we're like, Oklahoma City, Indiana. We're going to look back and be like, oh, my gosh, that's where it all began. And, like, the Thunder will become more of these household names if they keep the band together. I just always look at Vegas. If they make Oklahoma City a 9.5-point favorite tonight, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, you would take Indiana and the points all day. And, like, no, that's what they want you to do.
They're like minus 720 on the money line.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, they're a huge favorite.
Yeah, and I'm not pulling for one other team, but I'm going to be tuning in. So.
I'm going to pull for the Pacers only because I remember, as you do, I'm sure, Indiana Pacer basketball in the 90s, not getting there, always getting close. Reggie Miller, Rick Smits, they had these guys. They just were right there. And they want. And it's a great basketball. I know. Great basketball state, right?
Yeah.
And it's Oklahoma City. I don't dislike them at all. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a really great player, obviously. So should be interesting. Oilers win last night, game one. Do you think they finally bring the cup back to Canada?
I would love to see that, right? And you would love to see it for a guy like Jeff Skinner. He would be the next former Saber to hoist the cup after he didn't even make the playoffs for all those years. I'm just like,
we'd love to see it for Zach Hyman. He's a Bills fan, noted Bills fan, Hyman. And he's not playing because he's got the injury, obviously.
Yeah, but if you're just, okay, give me a good game. Sal, what did you ask for last night?
I know, for sure.
Fantastic.
For sure, no doubt. All right, tell everybody about listening in here from your own studios, which you allowed me to crash.
Yeah, thanks, Sal. 95.7 FM, which is in the free-to-download Odyssey.
There you go.
3 to 6 every afternoon. So Danger and I, we talk a lot of Buffalo Bills and certainly Rochester sports.
Yeah, for sure. And listen, of course, you know, we always want you to listen to Show Up in the Bulldog, but when you're bumping around New York State and you're in the Western New York area, you got WGR, you head over to the Rochester area and you got 95.7 The Fan.
Do you know Shope got a start here in Rochester?
I do.
Yeah.
Mike Shope worked in Rochester Radio.
He was Rochester Radio.
He's a Fisher guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And he worked, It wasn't Bill Zygis. Yeah, I think he did print too.
Yeah, he was with Shout for a while.
Oh, he was Shout. That's right. Because Shout at the time
became Bill Zygis,
which I just had Alex Brasky on a little while ago, and now we're gonna have Alexa Ross on in a little while. We're having this Rochester theme today. So
you
I appreciate.
Should come back next time. Like we'll figure out some golf for you.
Yeah. Next time I come, we will play golf. I can't today, but I appreciate you're so gracious. You really helped me get this going to make sure this was done right today. And Derek, the engineer, was so great at working with our engineers in Buffalo to make sure that we're doing this right today. So thank you very much, Gene. I appreciate it.
Sal, anytime, buddy.
Okay, you got it. Gene Battaglia right there. Alexa Ross joining me next from CBS in Indianapolis. She used to cover the Bills in Rochester. Now she's covering the Pacers and all things Indiana sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, the NBA Finals beginning tonight. Oklahoma City Thunder, a very, very heavy favorite over the Indiana Pacers. Love the Pacers story, though. I'm actually hoping they do it. I'm rooting for the Pacers. Not expecting it, but rooting for them. As I know, everybody in the great state of Indiana is, and that's where Alexa Ross joins us from. She is a sports reporter at CBS4 in Indy, formerly here in Buffalo/Rochester, actually covering the Buffalo Bills. Always love reaching out to her about Indiana sports, and now is as good a time as any. I know it's hectic for you, Alexa, so I really appreciate you making the time for us today on WGR.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, let's talk some June basketball.
I love it. What is the vibe? What's the vibe in Indianapolis right now?
Well, let me tell you a quick little story about something that went down yesterday. The Pacers decided they wanted to do a giveaway to fans where they gave away a poster and a rally towel and T-shirts and, you know, just like a really nice gesture for the organization to do, right? They wanted to do a nice little drive up. You got your bag. You keep it going. What you need to know, for those who have not been to Indianapolis, because I know about maybe four people in Buffalo have been, the arena, Gabriel Field House, is directly downtown. And not only is it directly downtown, it's a couple blocks away from Eli Lilly, which is a major, massive pharmaceutical company. They decided to plan this from 4 to 7 p.m., in which people were lining up very early, as you would do for something fun like this. The entire downtown city of Indianapolis was in gridlock for about 2.5 hours. This also happens to be right next to my gym. So I could not leave my gym. I walked home from my gym.
Well, that's a good work. Hey, you got an extra workout in, I guess.
Which would have been cool if it wasn't 1,000 degrees yesterday and 90% humidity. But that being said, all this to say that there is so much excitement here in this city to be back in the finals. It's their second appearance in history. The last time they did this was back in 2000. A lot of similarities. They beat the Knicks in six to get there, which is why game six back on Saturday night was so exciting. You know, you have Reggie in the building for it as well. He presents the trophy for the conference finals MVP, who was Miles Turner. Pascal Siakam, a guy who was taken in from Toronto to be able to continue that championship pedigree as somebody who's already won a ring. Because there are very few. You have Pascal, you have Thomas Bryant. Thomas Bryant, who played at Indiana University before a Rochester guy himself, before getting him to the Wizards and bouncing around to the Heat and before ultimately winning that ring in Denver. He didn't think he'd play basketball again. And he was given the chance to play professional basketball again, and he's made the most of every single opportunity. So this is a group of guys who are underdogs, and I know Buffalo loves an underdog. Whether you can still call the Bills underdogs is not a conversation for this show, but to have a group of every guy on this roster be told you're too small, you couldn't make it work in your previous franchise, anything of the sort, have the entire NBA rate you, say you are overrated in an anonymous poll. There's been a lot of conversation of, quote, overrate that. And I think that it's really been a fun, it's been a fun ride to follow. That's for sure.
8 years for Thomas Bryant, a career reliable backup, really never been a true starter for most of his career, including this year in Indianapolis. What can you tell us about Thomas Bryant and how he's fit in with this team?
I think the biggest thing about what Thomas Bryant has been able to do in not just the post is, I mean, he's an excellent post player. You don't have to say much about that. But the way that he's able to come in and kind of be the chameleon you would want him to be off the bench, he can shoot threes. He can, if you look at his stat lines, they might not be the most impressive at the end of a game. But the thing about Thomas is that he has defensive sequences that are so crucial to ensuring that the ball stays on his team's end of the floor offensively. I mean, he had 9 points up until a certain point. I don't remember if this was the final stat line, but he had 9 points. Those were three threes in game six at a certain point. And when you have a team that can't defend the perimeter the way that OKC really does not, that's going to be huge. Those are series-making and series-breaking moments. So they love the high pick and roll. You know, as long as they can keep turnovers low and hit threes, this young team has the ability to beat another very young team. And that says nothing about what SGA is able to do on the floor for Oklahoma City.
How good is Tyrese Halliburton? Like, if you had to tell, like, you could do that now here in Buffalo, right? You're on the air here, but people who might not be know really much about him because they see SGA, they have all these bigger names, but here's this guy who's just seems like he's terrific in the clutch. How would you describe him to allow people to understand how good he is?
I mean, the clutch is one of the best ways to clutch is a really great way to describe him. I mean, very few people A, have the confidence, B, the you can call it confidence, you can call it nerve, you can call it whatever the heck you want. But to go into the Garden, make a last second shot, and make the same iconic celebration move to point at the original person who did that celebration, I don't know. That's a special kind of player. You don't find guys like that every day who have the wherewithal and the ability. But I really do think he had a fire lit under him when everyone was saying, oh, yep, that's the most overrated player in the league. He's that guy. He is that guy. But I think, too, he had to rebuild himself after being moved from Sacramento. It's a place when he got traded from the Kings, where he thought he'd play his entire basketball career, he had to start over, and he had to start over and prove it. And when you have to prove it the way he has to be this, yeah, let this team flow through me. Let me be the point guard with confidence to get this done and to also take the accountability and put it on his shoulders, because he has had slumps. I mean, there have been slumps that he has had, and the person he credits of talking him out of those slumps is Pascal Siakam, a guy who brings a ring to Jurassic Park. You know, this is a team of guys who really, really care about each other, and everybody loves to, you know, make the power of friendship joke, but the power of friendship is alive and well in this locker room. These are guys who really care about each other, and you also have a coach who has been the underdog in the situation. You look at what Rick Carlisle did in 2011 against the Heat, and not just the Heat, like the big three Heat. So this is not a team that wants to go down quietly, and it's certainly not led by the floor is not being run by a guy who's going to speak quietly.
The Pacers are very big underdogs in this series. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, they're picking the Thunder in five games, maybe six at the most. What does it look like if the Pacers are to pull the upset? How do they do that?
Like I said, they need to continue to stay true to the pace that they play at. Setting the pace is not just a little fun, quippy tagline. I mean, it's how they get going. If they can be the first people out, they can be determining the pace that this game is played while keeping turnovers low and hitting threes. That's going to be the difference maker. Both the Pacers and the Thunder have relied on turnovers to create offense more than any other team in these playoffs. And they've managed to keep their opponents from scoring off of those giveaways. I believe that the Thunder and the Pacers rank 1 and 2 respectively in points off turnovers, and ranking flips in terms of their opponent in points off from turnovers. So the Thunder are really going to try to slow the Pacers down, but the Pacers have to keep pushing it, because that's exactly what happened with the Knicks, which made this such a difficult series for them.
Pacers and Thunder get rolling tonight. Alexa Ross joining us from Indianapolis. All right, before I let you go, of course, want to touch on the Colts a little bit here. What are the expectations after last year? Maybe I would say disappointment, falling a little bit short. I know injuries as well with Anthony Richardson and the quarterback position. Now Daniel Jones joining him in Indianapolis as well. What's the expectation there from Colts fans?
I think that when you have a season like you did last year and then you lose the franchise. I mean, say what you will about Jim Irsay, who he was as an owner, as an outspoken person, as a man. That man cared about football in this city. So I hope and pray this is the year that they can really pull it together in light of a really kind of terrible tragedy in losing their owner. But I think when you have a quarterback competition that is not going to be the Anthony Richardson versus Gardner Minshew competition, guys who do not play the same kind of ball. Daniel Jones has proven to be significantly more athletic. He's significantly bigger. And he's a guy who also is really trying to find that fresh shake. You don't bring somebody in like that. And competition breeds success. I'm not the first person to say that, nor will I be the last person to say that here on WCR.
Yeah.
But I do think that having that in and also having receivers and offensive weapons who are dedicated to ensuring that they're giving their best to both guys because they know that that's what's at stake is going to be the difference maker. And I'm really interested to see what we get in camp. We have mini camp on Tuesday. So I can definitely give you a better analysis of that then. But right now we are all in for blue and gold basketball right now, because I don't know if you've heard this before, Sal, in 49 states, it's just basketball, but this is Indiana. And they are absolutely not going to let another small market team be the small market champion of the National Basketball Association.
I mean, I do think it's a big L for anyone who thought that the NBA was rigged for the big markets. I mean, yeah, Indiana and Oklahoma City, right? I mean, come on. So, you know, you can't really go down that road. So I love it. I love it for that particular reason. Hey, because it is such a great basketball city, what was it like following and covering Caitlin Clark her first year in the WNBA?
Excellent. It's so much fun. I mean, I think that when you have people of all ages, races, religions, outward appearances, genders, sexual orientations, wearing the 22 on a jersey or a jersey. I see little boys wearing Caitlin Clark jerseys, and that fills my heart with just the most joy. You could be wearing a Tyrese Halliburton zero jersey. You're wearing Caitlin Clark. And I think that continues to show that there is a shift in the way we respect the game, the way we respect the women's game, the expansion that is upcoming. I don't know if you guys have heard of the Sports Bra in Portland, which is a bar that's dedicated to showing exclusively women's sports. They're expanding to 4 new cities, and Indianapolis is one of them. And that makes my women's sports loving heart so big and so full. But, you know, it was incredible. The Fever in a little bit of a slump without her dealing with a quad injury, but it's better to deal with that now than when it really matters come late summer, early fall.
Enjoy the finals. What's the schedule like today for you? What do you do there? What do you got going on TV or covering, and how's it look for you guys?
Yes. So one of my bosses and a videographer are currently in Oklahoma City. They got there yesterday. They've been following along the media day coverage, all that fun stuff. Today we lock in, and I will be one of two in-house making sure the highlights are done and we're ready to talk ball on air, because I think this is one of the purest ways basketball has been played in the NBA in a long time between both of these teams. And I think that if you care about the sport, it's going to be a really fun series to watch.
No doubt about it, and I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun with it. Alexa, thank you so much. I know you're busy today. We really appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll catch up down the road, whether it's about this or maybe, you know, Eagles, Bills, Christmas weekend. We could talk about that too, you know?
We'll talk about that. I can't even begin to think about football season right now. We are still in the throes of basketball season.
I love it. All right. We'll catch up down the road. Thanks a lot again.
Thanks so much for having me, Sal.
All right, you got it. That is Alexa Ross. I love it. She's like, I don't care about football right now. She's got to cover the Colts. She grew up in Philly, near Philly, so I know she follows the Eagles. That's why I said that. But a big game tonight, obviously. Pacers, Thunder, tonight. That's when it all starts. It is the first game of the NBA Finals, and that starts at 8:30. That's 8:30 p.m. tip-off tonight. Thunder favored by 9.5. We will take a timeout. We'll come back here, a very short segment before we head out to Sabres Live at the top of the hour on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yesterday, I tweeted out, I said, hey, call your double shot. At Sal Sports, by the way, on Twitter, check me out there. X, whatever you want to call it. Had 73 actual replies. How many people actually quote tweeted? Let's see, view some quote tweets here. We have one, two, three. Okay, so just three of those. That's okay. 76 total then, trying to get the exact amount. I'd like to get up to 100 responses. Let's see if we can get 100 responses on the who wins the Stanley Cup and in how many games. You already have a cheat code there because you got one game down. The Oilers won. And who wins the NBA Finals in how many games? My prediction was Thunder in six and Oilers in six. I just went for 6-6. So I didn't tweet it out, but that's my prediction. And yeah, I do think the Oilers can win it, but I think that that will be a very good series. Wouldn't be surprised if it goes seven games. It did last year. And then in the NBA, I'm actually rooting for the Pacers. It would be great. I could sit here and go, I think the Pacers will pull the upset, and I would sound smart if they did. But, I mean, it is a tough, tough road for them against the Thunder. So check it out at Sal Sports yesterday. Call your double shot. Who will win the Stanley Cup and in how many games? Who will win the NBA Finals and in how many games? All right, so want to throw out a couple thank yous here. The engineers here at the great Rochester Odyssey Studios, Derek, the engineer's name, did a great job of getting me set up back at the with WGR and hook him up with them. And our engineers, Tom, Maddie, and Al Maranka back in Buffalo, WGR, thank you so much. Thank you very much to Gene Battaglia. He joined me on the show. Mike Danger and Gene Battaglia, they host the sports bar from right here, 95.7 The Fan in Rochester. Thank you so much to Rochester Odyssey, Odyssey Rochester, for having me and allowing me, I should say, to crash the studios today. We'll do it again sometime. And, of course, Alexa Ross and Alex Brasky for joining me. Sabres Live up next. One Bills Live after that. Show up with the Bulldog at 3 here on WGR.
Mm-hmm. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.